Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. This is one in a series of first-year stories of teaching from our experienced teacher coaches at the Teacher Institute. They have a variety of stories from humorous to sad to touching about their first years of teaching, and here's one of them. This veteran teacher was incredibly lucky when she began her career, finding a good job and good advice from her predecessor. Here's her story.
My first year teaching, or why I stuck around for 17 years. I began my teaching career in February of 1986 at John O'Connell Technical High School in San Francisco. Although I did not have any credentialing problems, as I had a life credential in biology and chemistry, I had received the credential almost 20 years before I started teaching. So I was still a very new beginning teacher. I was hired as a long-term substitute to replace a teacher who took a leave of absence. I assumed his schedule teaching biology and physical science. His students had experienced a slew of substitutes since winter break, and I was told by their current substitute that they were very happy I was going to be their teacher. I was also very fortunate. I was able to meet with the teacher at the school site before I met the students. He told me that my experience in the clinical laboratory was probably 85% useless as far as teaching went. He also stressed the fact that these students regarded going to school like going to work and would expect some kind of reward for everything they did. He was absolutely correct. He gave me his phone number and promised to check on me on a regular basis. Before he left, he took inventory and ordered everything he knew I might need. He showed me his storeroom office area and told me I had full run of the place. He made no demands on me to adhere to any particular curricula, but did make one major request. It seems that one of the traditions of the school's biology course, and its only biology teacher, was the hatching of the chickens. Being a microbiologist, I didn't have a clue about chickens, except they came out of eggs. This wonderful teacher instructed me on the hatching of the chickens. He ordered a new incubator and made sure the current brooder was working. During my short time at O'Connell, everyone, from the principal to the students, advised me on the chicken event. Yeah. And so my teacher came in regularly and encouraged me to join the district full time. He imparted his wisdom and experience, for which I will be forever grateful. The principal was also very supportive. All of the teachers taught 5 periods a day and had 2 special periods where they did different things with the students. To this day, I don't know what they did because the principal let me use these 2 periods to go through all of the resources in my teacher's office and gave me unlimited use of the copy machine. So when I had to leave O'Connell, I had lots of bells and whistles to take with me. The staff was wonderful, especially the cooking teacher who showed me how to make hollandaise sauce. The students were great, and they liked to hijack the elevators and put formaldehyde preserved perch in the overhead. But compared to my competitors in the lab business, they were angels. The chickens hatched, and many observations were made by the students. They did things like placing a meter stick between 2 tables and have the chickens walk the meter stick bridge. But they were very protective of them. In June, I said goodbye to O'Connell, interviewed and got a job at Wilson teaching physical science, and came to the Exploratorium for the 1986 Teachers Summer Institute. And so thanks to a great science teacher and wonderful principal, I had a great first-time teaching experience.
Wow. Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.